Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Thursday, April 1st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Discover Who You Are in Him. Our text is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Pastor Chris says, before the coming of the Messiah, it was prophesied that Elijah would come first. The scribes used this prophecy as evidence against the Messiahship of Jesus. But the disciples, having seen Elijah with their own eyes talking with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, asked Jesus, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? To their surprise, Jesus confirmed the scribes' insistence that Elijah must come first before the Messiah. He said, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. The Bible says, then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Elijah already came, but they didn't know it because they were looking at the flesh. There are many Christians who are like that today. All they are dreaming, praying, struggling to be and have in God, they already are and already have, but they don't know it. This is why you must know the Word. Through the knowledge of the Word, you are enlightened as to your identity and heritage in Christ. Nothing could be greater or better than Christ in you and you in Christ. You've got to come to the full realization that as He is, so are we. You're His righteousness, the expression of all the perfect things that are consistent with His nature, His goodness, His kindness, His love, His humility, and excellence. This is why our theme verse admonishes that you renew your mind, because it's only through the Scriptures, by the Spirit, that you discover what God has already made you and granted you in Christ. Glory. Please take this confession with me. Everything I require for life and godliness has been granted me by God. I refuse to look in the flesh. I don't struggle and I don't fret. Every provision of the gospel is both legally and vitally my possession now. I walk in my inheritance in the full blessings of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and Romans chapter 8, verse 17. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, nothing could be greater or better than Christ in you and you in Christ. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I would like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless.